Today, we will read Luke chapter 18, verses 24 through 43. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Help us to hear your message. Help us to understand more about who you are and what you would have us to do. Lord, help us to listen and to obey to your word today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verses 24 through 43. Jesus looked at him and said, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Those who heard this asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Peter said to him, "We have left all we had to follow you." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus said to them, "no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life." Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again." The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them, and they did not know what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. All right. In today's reading, we begin with looking at the idea of wealth and of money and of those who are rich following God. Now, it kind of goes back to the end of yesterday's reading, where Jesus was talking with a wealthy man, and this man had asked him what he had to do. And after establishing that he had kept many commandments, Jesus said, "Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, and follow me." And the man is upset and walks away because he had lots of money. And so then we get to this right here. And that as he's walking away, Jesus watches him and says how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Now, what is he saying? I don't believe he is saying it is impossible for the rich to become Christians and to follow God, because he says in verse 27, what is impossible with man is possible with God. What he's saying, though, is that it's very difficult. That many times the wealthy and the rich do not see their need. They are so self-sufficient that they don't see that they need God. Also, to follow God means giving up yourself. And many times the wealthy didn't want to give up these great things that they had. They didn't want to give up their money. They were more interested in wealth and money than they were in God. And so with that kind of heart, it's impossible to follow God. If you are more committed to getting more money, if your money is more important to you than God, you're not going to follow God. But when God becomes most important to you, you are able to follow God. But it requires a change of heart. It requires us to change and make God the most important thing in our lives, more important than money. And as Jesus says, it's impossible with man, but possible with God. And Peter says, yes, we have left everything to follow you. That there were some who had left everything. Peter had left his fishing business to follow Jesus. And Jesus says, truly I tell you, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come eternal life. As we give up things and make sacrifices for God, He will reward us. He will give it back to us, both in this life and in the life to come. Now, does that mean that I can follow God and that I'm guaranteed to become rich and wealthy? No. But He will give us what we need. He will provide for us. He will take care of us. And following Him is so much more worth it, even here, both here and in the life to come, eternal life that never ends. This is worth any sacrifice that we might make for God. Now, next, Jesus predicts His own death again, but the disciples don't get it. He's on His way to Jerusalem, and He says, I'm about ready to get, it's getting close to where I'm going to be arrested. I'm going to be beaten, insulted, mocked, and then killed. But I will rise again on the third day. And so He's telling them this, but they don't listen. How often do we hear things from God and just not listen? Just our eyes and hearts are closed. May our eyes and hearts always be open and ready to hear and receive the word that God is giving us. Finally, we have the story of the blind man receiving his sight. This man had been blind all of his life, and he's sitting on the side of the road begging, and he hears this commotion. And he's like, what's going on? And they say, Jesus is passing by. Now, he has heard of Jesus. He knows about the miracles. And so he says, Lord, have mercy on me. And at first the people rebuke him. And they say, no, don't yell. Be quiet. This isn't good. But then Jesus says, bring him here. And so then Jesus asks him an interesting question. What do you want from me? That in some ways, in my mind, I think it should be obvious. But Jesus asked. And the man had to ask for it, not just expect Jesus to give it to him. He had to ask. And then Jesus did heal him. He said, Lord, I want to see. And Jesus says, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has healed you. You can see. And he was able to see. I think one thing I see from this is how important it is to ask. That we need to ask God for the things that we need. We need to ask him, and we do that in prayer. Asking him the things that we're needing, the things that we're concerned about. And God can do it. Once again, things that are impossible with men are possible with God. God can do anything. And so when I go to him and I humbly ask for something that is good, something that is his will, he'll give it. And so here, this blind man was able to see. I am like that blind man many times. My heart doesn't see. I don't always see clearly with my spiritual eyes. And so I also pray this prayer. And I say, Lord, I want to see. I want to see things clearly, to understand who you are, to understand what you want me to do, to understand where I am supposed to go, how I am supposed to live my life. Lord, open my eyes to see what you want me to do. And you know what? He does. He is able to give our hearts sight so we can see clearly what is right, what is wrong, and we can see the path that he is setting before us. Sometimes it takes time, but in faith, I believe that he does show us. He does open our eyes to see the truth. As I look back at today's reading, I think one of the things that stands out to me is just the importance of faith, of trusting God and following him with all of our hearts. Not holding anything back, not serving other things like money or job or career, but putting God first, following him, having the faith that even if I give up things, that he'll reward me for it, whether it's here or in heaven, and just believing that his way is best. Lord, help us today to trust you, to be willing to give up everything for you, to follow you. Lord, oftentimes our eyes are blind. Our hearts are blind and we don't see what is true. Help us to see this life from an eternal perspective, that the things here are temporary, the things that we often chase don't last. But when we follow you, when we put your kingdom first, that is something that can last forever. Help us to get our priorities correct. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.